accident.
Yeah, what would they say? What?
Oh, they would say, well, somebody's had an accident. Either a car accident, the car turned over on them, or they collided with a car, and we think they're dead. Go see about them. I guess that's what they'd report to our county officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go see, and then they would call from undertaker, the family first, and then undertaker take charge of them.
I was just wondering what kind of words you might have used for death. Maybe you used some different...
Well, no, they just passed away, some say. He has passed away. And,
Suppose,
you can't get around death, you know, with any beautiful words.
Right, but people do. People try to, in
yes.
certain ways. I wondered if you could remember
any words. No, they just passed away, or they've gone on to the other land, or... I don't know of any beautiful way to express death. It's like old age, there's nothing nice about it.
Suppose an animal dies.
Oh, well, I can tell you, I can show you pictures of an animal dying.
Well, I don't need a picture. I'd rather have a little description.
My
cook it up for
son
me.
Had this dog named Jake that, how he loved Jake. Why he loved Jake better than he did any member of the family. Well, one Sunday morning, one of our colored men that worked up at the he's our colored undertaker and that worked for us. And he came up there and called the son and says, Jake had a fight last night and he's dead. That's a duck. He's dead. Old son couldn't eat any breakfast. He went off with R.J. was a nigger. He went off with R.J. to see about Jake. Well, he had R.J. get a coffin out of stock. A nice child's coffin and put Jake in it. Fix him up and take him. We were sitting at the breakfast table, and my breakfast room was at the end of the hall that you could see the front door through. And suddenly that front door opened, and there was RJ and son trying to bring that little coffin in the house.